我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
每次到你面前的时候，我们不能禁止我们的心向你敞开。
Each time we come into thy presence, we cannot restrain ourselves but to open our hearts to thee.
因为我们实在知道，我们的主，你有许多的丰富要上仰望等候你的人倾倒。
Because indeed we know, Lord, that you have so much fullness and richness that you want to pour forth upon those who look and wait upon thee.
因为你曾经为着我们的缘故，连你自己都交了出来。
That even once for our sake you gave yourself to us.
主，我们也实在感觉。
Lord, indeed, we also feel
我们这个人的器皿是太小。
That we as vessels are too small.
在你丰富的怜悯的底下，我们盛装不了。
That in the riches of your mercy, we cannot hold it.
但感谢主，你乐意把我们扩充。
But Lord, we thank thee because you are willing to expand us.
你先把我们摆在你里面。
That you first place us in you.
你让我们在你的光中。
You allow for us to be in thy light.
一点一滴的。把老的自己除去
That bit by bit you would take our old self away
腾出位置来让你自己来代替
So that we'll make room for you to take that place
主啊我们是在向你低头敬拜
Lord indeed we bow our head and worship
因为这是你的定义
Because this is your will
从开头你就是做了这样的定规
And you have willed this from the very beginning
你不以拯救我们脱离罪和死的权势为满足
that you are not satisfied in just saving us to depart away from sin
你要叫我们能进入你的国享用你的荣耀作为我们的份
but you desire for us to enter into thy kingdom to partake of thy glory to be our portion
主啊因此我们仰望你的怜悯
Lord therefore we look to thy mercy
把更多的属天的恩惠赏赐给我们
We look to thee to grant us even more thy wisdom above
先照明我们的眼里面的眼睛
That you would first enlighten our sight within
叫我们先有看见
So that we would have vision
然后在你面前有所仰望
And then we will look to thee
也凭着你自己的怜悯我们放胆去取用你为我们所做成的
And with thy mercy that we would be bold to appropriate what you have already completed for us.
谢谢我们的主。
Lord, we thank thee.
晚上但愿你再一次用着你的话苏醒我们。
Tonight, once again, we pray that you use thy words to awaken us.
也吸引我们奔跑那合宜的路。
And to attract us to go on that appropriate way.
叫你的旨意成就在我们的身上。
So that thy will can be done upon us.
而我们也能坦然地活在你的面前
and that we would also be able to boldly live in thy presence
你满足我们也喜乐
and that when thou art pleased we would also be joyful
感谢我们的主
Lord we thank thee
荣耀要归给你
May all glory be thine
祷告奉主的名
We pray in the Lord's name Amen
我们继续在帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章里边往前看
We'll continue to look forward in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
我们上一次看到保罗交通到他自己是怎样的进到帖撒罗尼迦的人当中。
Last time we share how Paul himself testified how he entered into amongst the Thessalonians.
而这一个交通那个重点是非常非常的重要。
Now, the sharing of this fellowship, the focus is very, very important.
因为在保罗和他同工们的身上把神的那一个旨意表达得非常的清楚。
Because Paul has manifested with his co-workers the will of God very clearly.
所以保罗曾经对他们说出他们不是要讨人的喜欢。
So once Paul did tell them that they are not there to please man,
乃是要讨那查验我们的心的神喜欢。
But God who trieth our hearts.
那这个这样的一个事实
Now such a fact
就表现在 保罗和他同工们的做工的态度和生活的态度上
is manifested upon the attitudes of Paul and his co-workers in their testimony in which how they work and their daily living.
他们不为名也不为利
It is not for fame or fortune.
也不为着自己有任何的肉身的好处
It is not for any benefit to them physically.
他们甚至乐意把命都交出来还是要继续照着神的心思来服侍。
Even to a point, they are willing to give their lives as long as they are able to serve according to the heart of God.
那么，我们再要补充多看一点。
Now we have to supplement a little bit to look deeper into this.
那保罗和同工们当时他们的那一个里边的感觉是怎么样的呢
？Now what is the feeling of Paul and his co-workers at the time?
我想弟兄姊妹们从十一节那里你看到有几个动词。
Now I think brothers and sisters, from verse 11, you can see some verbs.
第一个动词是劝勉。
The first one is exhorted.
第二个动词是劝慰。
And the second one, comforted.
第三个动词是嘱咐。
And the third one is charged.
那这三个动词，如果我们没有忘记帖撒罗尼迦教会当时所处的环境
Now for these three verbs we still remember the situation where the church of the Thessalonians are still in
我们就能领会当时保罗在这三方面给帖撒罗尼迦教会的带领
Then we'll realize on these three aspects, these three verbs, the guidance that Paul gives to them
劝勉他们
To encourage them
乃是因为让他们非常明确的持定他们所已经做的。
It is so that they can clearly hold fast to what they have already done.
因为弟兄姊妹记得，帖撒罗尼迦教会他们在神面前的起头是认识那位又真又活的神开始。
For brothers and sisters, you still remember the beginning of the Church of the Thessalonians is that they came to know the true and living God.
然后进一步就要服侍这一位神。
And then they went a step further, and that is to serve this God.
然后又活在一个指望的里边，那就等候神的儿子降临。
And then they're living in a hope, and that is to await for the Son of God to come.
那弟兄姊妹，我们注意帖撒罗尼迦教会这样的一种光景。
Now, brothers and sisters, let's pay attention to the condition of the Church of the Thessalonians.
乃是撒旦最不甘心看见的。
Is that which Satan is most not willing to see.
在地上不管是哪一个地方。
On earth, no matter what place it is.
只要有神的儿女他们是如此活在神的面前。
As long as there are children of God who live in this way before the presence of God,
撒旦都不甘心。
Satan is not willing.
那所以撒旦就对他们有许许多多的工作。
Therefore, Satan would have much work upon them.
要把他们从神的道上面退回来。
Is that so that it would cause them somehow to retreat away from the way of God?
就跟随主的心思暗淡下来。
And so that their heart as they follow the Lord would diminish.
这不仅是在当时帖撒罗尼迦教会是如此。
Now this would not only be the case for the church of the Thessalonians at that time.
就是在现在的神的教会的中间，这种情形还是非常容易看得见。
Even so, amongst the churches of God today, we can very easily see such condition.
那所以保罗在那些日子里面劝勉他们。
So Paul in those days encouraged them.
劝勉他们要持定神的道。
To encourage them that they must hold fast to the word of God.
劝勉他们不要从神的道里边退却。
So that they would not retreat from the word of God.
但是光是劝勉还不够。
But if only encouragement, that is not enough.
因为当时帖撒罗尼迦教会他们所面对的问题乃是一个逼迫 的问题。
For the very problem that the church of the Thessalonians were facing was one that was persecution.
因为在这一个地方，人反对神是反对的非常的厉害。
Because at this place, men opposed God very greatly.
我们读《使徒行传》就知道。
Even when we read Acts, we would know.
这一个逼迫是从犹太人发起。
That this persecution started with the Jews.
然后就挑动当地的邪恶的势力吧，我们姑且这样说。
And then even incited the powers of the local place, we would call them the power evil.
他们就联合起来就对付保罗。
And so they united to deal against Paul.
但是保罗走了。
But Paul left.
离开了帖撒罗尼迦。
And he left Thessalonica.
那他们就把那一个逼迫的对象转移到那些因着保罗而信主的那些弟兄姊妹。
And so they shifted the object of their persecution to the brothers and sisters who believe on the account of Paul.
那所以当时帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹们是在很大的难处的里头。
So the brothers and sisters at Thessalonica was in great difficulty.
所以保罗也要给他们一些安慰。
So Paul must also give them some comfort.
但是弟兄姊妹你了解。
But brothers and sisters realize,
人没有落到难处里。
If man is not in hardship,
安慰的话是可以很简单就说出来的。
Then the words of comfort can be spoken very easily.
但是当人落到难处里的时候，
But when man is in difficulty,
那安慰的话就必须要有分量。
Then the words of comfort must be weighty.
如果没有分量的话，人听来就好像是讲风凉话了。
And now, if those words are not weighty, then when man hears them, then they think that you're being slightful.
因为难处不是发生在你身上，你当然说的轻松。
Because those difficulties are not upon you, so you can speak very casually.
但现在难处是发生在我身上。
But now these hardships are upon me.
我很容易就会产生一个想法，你根本就不了解我。
It will be very easy for me to have this kind of notion that you don't understand.
当然我们晓得这种想法完全是撒旦的欺骗。
Of course, we also realize that all this way of thinking is the deception of Satan.
他总是让人有一个感觉，别人都不了解我。
He would allow for us to have this thought that others don't understand.
所以他们的安慰是没作用。
And so their comfort are useless.
他们的话是听不下来的。
That I cannot hear their words.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
保罗是多经历难处的人。
That Paul was someone who gone through many difficulties.
他在那里说出一些安慰的话。
And when he gives words of comfort.
那不是空的。
They're not empty.
因为在保罗身上他有不少的经历。
Because upon Paul he had many experiences.
经历到神在难处当中如何成为他的力量。
He himself experienced how God was his power in difficulty.
叫他能承担得住。
So that he is able to bear.
也成为他的拯救。
That God became his deliverance.
不让他走到好像前途无没路的那种光景。
So that he would not be in a condition where it seems like he has no future.
并且也成了他继续往前的那一个推动。
And the guy also became the energy for him to continue to go forward.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在保罗的身上的确是有许许多多的经历是神领他走过各种各样的难处的。
That indeed Paul upon himself had many experiences that God became his strength to lead him on.
所以保罗能和弟兄姊妹们说得很明确的话。
So Paul is able to speak very clear words to them.
我们进入神的国必须要经过许多的艰难。
That as we enter into the kingdom of God, we would go through many difficulties.
你要跟随主。
If you want to follow the Lord,
你不可能不遇见困难的。
You will encounter difficulty.
你一定会遇到困难的。
You will encounter hardship.
所以你遇到困难。
So as you encounter them.
在中文圣经上面有一个地方翻译说，我们受苦原是命定的。
There's a Chinese translation. It is will for us to suffer.
既然是命定的，就是你不能 逃避的。
And so since it is will for us to suffer, we cannot escape.
早晚你会碰到的。
Sooner or later, we will have them.
你不知道那个难处从什么地方来。
We don't know where those difficulties would come from.
你也不知道那个难处的内容是什么。
We don't know the content of it.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
所有的难处虽然发动是从撒旦那里开始。
That though all these hardships would start from Satan.
但是确实经过主的允许。
But yet they go through the permittance of the Lord.
如果没有主的允许。
Without the Lord allowing them.
撒旦任何的动作都不能发生在神儿女们的身上。
None of these actions from Satan would happen to the children of God.
我们也常常看到这样的事。
And often we would see this.
许多的时候。
Many times.
如果神的儿女们有一个准确的看见难处。
If the children of God, if they have a very accurate sight and they see the difficulty,
这个难处就不成为他的难处。
Then this difficulty would not be one for them.
这个难处反倒成为他苏醒的恩典。
This hardship would be the grace for them to be awakened.
我们看到很多弟兄姊妹们都是这样。
And we see many brothers and sisters that way.
有些时候他历来那个属灵的光景都不是挺好。
Sometimes throughout their spiritual condition is not very good.
现在他碰到难处了。
And so now they have a hardship.
我们就为他担心了。
And we're worried for him.
没有难处他都是拖拖拉拉的。
Without any hardship, he is very sluggish.
马马虎虎的。
He's very casual.
现在加上了难处。
But now there's hardship.
那这个人完了。
Then it is finished for this person.
这是人的想法。
That's man's way of thinking.
当然我们不是说百分之一百一定是如此。
Of course, we don't say 100% of the time that is the way.
但是我们常常是看见。
But many a times we do see.
神是借着难处来苏醒神的儿女。
That God would through difficulty awaken his children.
你在这边为他担心。
You can be worried for that person.
他在那边却苏醒起来，站起来了。
But yet on his end, he would stand up, he would be awakened.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
刚过的张弟兄在我们中间交通的那两次聚会。
Just as Brother Kong shared these two meetings with us.
我没有看到那个姊妹，但是有弟兄姊妹说看到她。
I did not see that sister, but some brothers and sisters said they did see her.
这个姊妹平常也是有点拖拖拉拉的。
Now this sister, sometimes she is very sluggish.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神让他碰到一些难处。
God allowed for her to go through some difficulty.
他苏醒过来了。
She was awakened.
他跟神的关系紧密起来了。
Her relationship with God is more intimate.
虽然他是可以说是精神或者各方面都是非常不太好。
Maybe we can say that her energy, how she is feeling is not very good.
聚会他来了。
But she is in the meeting.
这种情形不是少见的。
Now, these kind of situations are not uncommon.
我们是常常看到这些。
We would often see this.
我们是在感谢神。
But indeed, we thank God.
所以保罗在当时给帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姊妹们一个好大好大的安慰。
So Paul at that time was a very great comfort to the brothers and sisters at Thessalonica.
他让帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹们看见他自己。
He allowed for the Thessalonian brothers and sisters to see himself.
他说你看我身上满了伤痕。
Look at me, I'm filled with scars.
但是我没有从主的路上退下去。
But yet I did not retreat from the way of God.
因为我知道。
Because I know.
这条路上一定是如此的经过。
This is the way that we must go through.
正因为有这许许多多叫我带着伤痕的事情。
And though there are so many things that would cause me to have scars.
我就更有把握地知道我没有走错路。
Even with more confidence, I'm assured that I am on the right way.
弟兄姊妹们，人寻找宗教。
Brothers and sisters, when men seek after religion,
都是寻找安逸的。
They're seeking after rest.
寻找祝福的。
They're seeking after blessing.
没有人会说，你拣选一个宗教，你会碰到好多的困难。
No one would say they will seek after a religion where they have many difficulties.
但是我们跟随主的人，我们晓得。
But for us who follow the Lord, we realize.
我们跟随主，我们会碰到的，常常是我们所不愿意 碰的。
As we follow the Lord, many a times we do encounter those which we are not willing to.
当然我也不是说100%全是难处。
Of course, I'm not saying also that it's all 100% difficulty.
其实我们很能清楚地领会。
But in fact, we deeply know.
一切经过主的手而来到神儿女们身上的难处都是神的祝福。
All the hardships that go through the hand of the Lord that would fall upon the children of God actually are God's blessing.
问题就是你怎么看。
The issue is how you would view them.
我前最近在旧金山聚会的那边一个弟兄跟我说到他的一些最近的经过。
Recently, a brother from San Francisco shared with me some of what's going on with him recently.
他实在在他的工作上面遇到好多的难处。
Indeed, he has many difficulty in his work.
如果他能满足他工作上面的那些要求啊。
If he's able to satisfy all the requirements of his work,
那就引起家里边有不少的困扰。
Then he would have much difficulty at home.
如果不叫家里的发生困扰。
And if he doesn't want any problems at home,
那他对那个工作就有点不大容易的应付。
Then it would not be easy for him to handle his work situation.
那在这种情形的里头。
And so under such circumstances,
他只有仰望神。
He can only look to God.
怎么能调和这一个呢？
How can he make this both work out?
工作和家庭再加上与主的交通和服侍发生冲突的时候。
When there's a conflict between work and home and serving and fellowship with the Lord,
怎么去解决？
How do this get solved?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这个弟兄，
this brother,
他就是在那里仰望神。
He is there looking to the Lord.
他在主里面的学习并不太深的。
The lessons he has before the Lord is not too deep.
但是神让他经过这一段的日子。
But God allowed for him to go through such a period. And God allowed for him to see.
每一件事大的小的。
Everything, great or small.
神都给他安排。
God has arranged it for him.
安排的出乎他意料以外的那样的满意。
Arranged it so that it was surpassing what he can think or imagine how satisfying it was for him.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们不得不承认。
We must confess.
许多的时候我们在神的面前所发生的难处所以成为难处。
Many a times the difficulty we have before God that they would become difficulties.
是因为我们的头脑太灵活。
It is because our minds are too active.
本来是一分钟的难处。
Maybe it's just an ounce of difficulty.
我们的头脑就给他思想思想分析分析扩张扩张就成了十分沉重的。
But then our minds are so active that we analyze it, we think so much about it, and it rose and rose and it becomes too heavy.
这是我们天然里边的一个顶大的愚昧。
By nature, that is a foolishness that we have.
撒旦也喜欢这样把我们困扰在这种光景的底下。
And Satan is also very willing to make us in that situation.
因为你越困在这种光景里边，你就越不会想到去取用神。
Because the more we are bound in that circumstance, the more we would not think to appropriate from God.
你不去取用神，那你就一直在那里被重担。
And we do not partake of God, then we'll continue to bear that burden.
这样就把你整个人的属灵生命拖在那里。
Then we'll continue to be dragged down spiritually.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
帖撒罗尼迦的教会弟兄姊妹们有难处。
The Thessalonian brothers and sisters there, they have a difficulty.
保罗说他安慰他们。
Paul comforts them, he says.
既然是安慰弟兄姊妹，你就看到一件事。
And so since it is comfort, you see one thing, brothers and sisters.
他不是叫帖撒罗尼迦的教会的弟兄姊妹们去逃避难处。
He did not ask the brothers and sisters in Thessalonica to escape the difficulty.
而是鼓励弟兄姊妹们去接受难处。
But to encourage them to receive this hardship.
你看到经过主的手来的，你就放心去接过来就好了。
And so realize it is through the Lord's hands, then you can just with confidence accept them. And if you accept them from the Lord's hands, then that difficulty would be a blessing. In your sight, it would be a difficulty. But in reality, it is a blessing. We sang a hymn.
难处就是神给的化妆的祝福。
Now, it says that the difficulty, it is a silver lining, it is a blessing disguised.
那首诗歌我们好久好久没唱。
Now, we haven't sang that hymn a very long time.
我都差点忘掉了。十架重过主恩典。十架不会重过主恩典。
Now, that song we haven't sang a long time, I almost forgot that the cross would not be more heavy than the Lord's grace.
我们实在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
保罗当时给帖撒罗尼迦教会第二个带领乃是安慰他们。
The second guidance that Paul gives to the Thessalonian brothers and sisters is to comfort them. How does he comfort them?
让他们去取用神。
And it's so that they would draw upon God.
让他们看见神的信实。
So that they can see God's faithfulness.
也真实地看见跟随主的路的那个实际。
And that they would also truly see the reality in the way of following the Lord.
然后第三件事情, 保罗是祝福他们。
The third thing that Paul does is to charge them.
那祝福什么呢?
What does he charge them
祝福他们,
with?
祝福他们。 千万不能离开主,
to charge them that they cannot depart away from the Lord.
这是我们可以想象出来的。
Now that's something we can imagine.
他不是祝福他们做这个事, 做那个事。
It is not to charge them to do this or to do that.
他是祝福他们一定要站立在主的一边。
But it is a charge to them that they must stand on the Lord's side.
我们怎么能知道呢?
And how do we know that?
我们看第二章末了，我们就晓得。
When we see the end of chapter 2, then we realize that Paul says in the Lord's presence that you can stand in the presence of our Lord.
哦，那就很好了。
And so that's very good.
那就成了我们的冠冕，我们的荣耀了。
That we become our crown, our glory, our joy.
那弟兄姊妹，我们中文圣经在那里加上那个站立得住，这个加的蛮好。
Now, brothers and sisters, the Chinese translation, it says that you can stand before the Lord. That is a good footnote.
但是不加上去的那个意思更有意思。
Now, if those are not added on, it would still be very meaningful.
因为加上去你就看见是得胜者。
When you add it on, you can see it as an overcomer.
没有不加上去，你能领会到这一群人得救是非常有把握。
Now, without adding those words on, then you know that this group of people are saved with much assurance.
And
they may not overcome, but they're able to be in the presence of God. We thank our Lord.
No, 保罗给帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姊妹们这三样。
Now, these three guidance that Paul gives to the Thessalonian brothers and sisters,
劝勉,
to encourage them,
安慰,
to comfort them,
祝福,
to charge them.
他说好像父亲带儿自己的儿女一样,
he says, as a father does his children.
目的是什么呢?
What is the purpose?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters.
目的才是最重要,
now, the purpose is the most important.
因为你看见那个目的, 哦, 你就知道, 为什么保罗和同工们他们如此的摆上?
Because when you see the purpose, then you realize why Paul and his co-workers would give of themselves in such a way.
也让我们看见神的救恩在我们身上那一个安排是如何。
It would also allow for us to see what is the arrangement of God's salvation for us.
那保罗他们那样尽心的连自己都可以交出来而要神的儿女们
Now for Paul and his co-workers, with all their heart, no matter how they give, they want them to be able to stand.
那是为着什么呢?
For what?
那是为着要叫他们行事对得起那造他们进他国得他荣耀的神。
So that they would walk worthy of God who have called them unto his kingdom and glory.
那弟兄姊妹，我们从保罗这一个交通里，
Now, brothers and sisters, from the sharing of Paul,
有好几方面的留意。
There are a few aspects we need to pay attention to.
头一方面就是那个做工的目的。
The first being the purpose of that work.
或者说说的更准确一点，就是神在人身上工作的安排的目的。
Or to be more clear, it is the arrangement of God's purpose upon man.
因为如果按照人的天然来说，人只需要拯救。
Because according to man's nature, man would only desire to be saved.
说坦白一点，就是人只是需要得救。
To be very plain, that man only desires to be saved.
得救了，其他的都不必管了。
After they are saved, they don't want to be mindful of anything.
所以很多人他们信主啊，信到得救的那个地步，他们就再也不肯往前走了。
And so you see many people in their acceptance of salvation, they only want to be saved, they don't want to go forward anymore.
因为这种光景是人天然里面很自然的那一个发表。
Because by nature, very naturally that is manifested.
我只要不下地狱。
As long as I don't go to hell.
我只要不至永远的灭亡。
As long as I do not perish.
我就够了。
That is enough.
那这是人。
That is man.
但是神的拯救的安排却不是这样。
But the arrangement of God's salvation, it is not that way.
这里很明确的给我们看。
Here it clearly shows us.
神拯救我们。
When God saved us.
乃是要叫我们行事对得起他。
It's so that we can walk worthy of him.
那什么怎么对得起他呢？
And so how do we walk worthy of him?
乃是要用着我们这些人来表明神是怎样的一位神。
And so that he can use us to manifest how God is.
又叫我们从实际的生活的里头来显明神的圣洁。
In our practical living to manifest God's holiness.
神的公义。
His righteousness.
神的怜悯。
His mercy.
神的同情。
His compassion.
神的体恤。
His mercy.
那弟兄姊妹，这神的性情就透过这些被造的人来发表。
And God's nature wants to be manifested through us who have been called.
这个是神拯救人的那个安排。
And that is the arrangement of God and His delivering us.
这一个安排乃是根据神起初造人的时候的那个目的。
And this is also the arrangement that was according to His purpose when He created man.
人得救了。
Man was saved.
人感觉满足了。
Man is satisfied.
神说差得远了。
God says that is far too short.
还需要继续的往前去。
You still must continue forward.
一直到神的性情能从人的身上发表出来。
Until God's nature is completely be able to manifest it for man.
而这个是我们的神选召我们的那一个安排。
And that is the arrangement of God's election of us.
因为这一个安排表达在什么事上面呢？
And what is this arrangement manifested upon?
表达在两件事上，在这里提到的。
What is mentioned here is manifested in two things.
第一是进他的国。
One is to enter into his kingdom.
第二是得他的荣耀。
And to gain his glory.
那说到进他的国。
Now enter into his kingdom.
那就是进入神的权柄。
It is to enter into his authority.
那就是接受神的权柄。
That is to accept his authority.
接受神的管理。
To accept his governance.
接受神的引导。
To accept his guidance.
一个人只有学习到一个地步，操练到一个地步，让神的权柄自由的在我们身上来运行。
Now, if man learns or exercises to a point that God's authority can freely move upon us,
那这一个人他就能发表神。
Then that person can manifest God.
如果神的权柄在他身上是不能通行的。
Now, if God's authority cannot freely move upon that person,
那弟兄姊妹你就不必在那里等候说。
Then, brothers and sisters, you need not to wait there and say,
这个人在神的国的里边是合神心意的。
That this person is meet for God's heart in his kingdom.
当然在救恩的里边不会叫他失去进入神的国的那个资格。
Of course, in salvation, he would not lose the qualification to enter God's kingdom.
但是神所要的不是你进入教国度的资格。
But what God desires is not that you be only qualified to enter into his kingdom.
神所要的是一个人能活出与国度相称的那种光景。
But what God desires is that one would walk worthy of the kingdom.
不仅是进入他的国
，not only to enter his kingdom，
也是要得他的荣耀
，but it is also to gain his glory， brothers and sisters。
这是很大的事情。
Indeed， this is a great matter。
我们承认我们这些人小心眼儿。
We confess that we're very narrow-minded，
近视眼儿。
That we're very nearsighted，
甚至是瞎了眼。
Even to a point that we're blind，
我们没有看到神在他救赎的旨意的里面，他所定规的。是这样的安排。
We did not see in the purpose of God's salvation that He has willed such a preparation for us.
他要我们去得他的荣耀。
That He desires for us to gain His glory.
弟兄姊妹们，如果叫我们去沾上一点神的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, if it was for us to just touch a little bit of that glory.
之后也许我们还能体会一点。
Maybe we can understand that a little bit.
我们沾了神的光。
That we can have a little bit of God's light.
但是不是神说不是沾他一点的光。
But God does not say that we can partake only a little bit of His light.
神说是要他整个的荣耀要成为我们的所有。
But God desires that all His glory will become ours.
我们是在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
弟兄姊妹，你很容易就会想到。
Brothers and sisters, easily you can think of.
神把他一切的丰盛。
That all the fullness of God
有形有体的放在他儿子的里边
dwelleth bodily in his son
然后他拯救我们的时候
and as he saves us
也是把我们放在神儿子的里边
he also places us in his son
那在神儿子的里边
and so in God's son
有我们这些人
we are in him
有神的荣耀
and also God's glory is in him
都在神儿子的里边
it is all in God's son
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
你就很容易看见
then very easily you can see
神的儿子的里头
In God's Son
神的荣耀就是我们的
God's glory is ours
我们所有的就是神的荣耀
All that we have is God's glory
因为神是把我们都神是把我们和他的荣耀都放在神儿子的里头
Because God places us together with His glory in His Son
这个是神在救赎的计划里边的那个安排
And that's the arrangement in God, the purpose of God's salvation
现在保罗就说出了
Now Paul says
为什么在帖撒罗尼迦
Why is it in Thessalonica?
我们遭遇那么许多的难处
When we have so many difficulties
我们还是拼了命的在那里要把神的道告诉你们
We still would give of our lives in order for us to preach to you the word of God
我们不顾我们自己的安全或者是危险
We're not mindful of our safety or danger
我们就是让你们知道神是如何的为你们预备那个救赎
But that you would know how God has prepared His salvation for you.
当你们晓得这一件事的时候
And when you know of this,
你们就知道如何的来追赶
Then you would know how to pursue.
来赶上神为我们所预备的
And to follow on what God has already prepared for us.
那这个是第一方面的
Now that's one aspect of it.
另一方面我没有看到
The other aspect we would also see.
我们常常看到
Many times we would see
许多认识神的人
those who know God
蒙了拯救的人
that those who are saved
你不能说他们不好
you cannot say they're not good
他们实在是很爱主
in fact they love the Lord
他们也实在很有追求
and they do pursue
你说既然是这样
and you say if that is the case
那他们就很完全了
then they're very perfect
很可惜
but unfortunately
我们常常在这些人的身上
many a times upon these people
我们一面羡慕他们在主面前所蒙的恩
on the one hand we admire the grace they have before the Lord
另一面又很为他们可惜
on the other hand we are very we pity
觉得他们蒙恩是蒙恩了但是却不够表明神的心意。
Yes, they have been blessed with grace, but yet, on the other hand, they cannot manifest the God's heart enough. What is that?
我比方说。
And so, for example,
现在很多火热追求的人。
Now, there are many those who have a great zeal to pursue.
他们都很容易掉在灵恩的那个网罗里
Now it is very easy for them to be in the net in the trap of charismaticism.
在灵恩的本身来说，你能说它不好吗？
Now charismatics on by itself, we cannot say it is not good.
他叫你爱主
It causes you to love the Lord.
他叫你追求能力来服侍主。
It causes you to pursue power to serve the Lord.
他叫你去好好的享用主。
And it causes you to enjoy the Lord greatly.
你能说这个是不好吗?
Can you say that it's not good?
谁都不能说这个不好。
No one can say that it's not good.
但是你常常在这样的 神的儿女们的身上,
but so many times upon those children of God,
看到了一种光景,
you can see this phenomenon.
好像在他们整个的属灵的实际的里面, 就是有那么一回事。
You can see in their, all their spiritual reality, it only seems that one thing.
只要你有了那个灵恩的经历,
as long as you have that experience of the charismatics,
你就100分了,
then you're 100%.
你就差不多了,
then you're almost there.
你就已经是把神要你得的得着了,
then you about gain what God wants you to gain.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们留意这里,
let us pay attention to
here.
Paul's service to the children of God brings forth a very, very clear testimony. The testimony of this work, it is through the fruit of this work.
那是什么呢?
What is that?
其实是很简单。
In fact, it's very simple.
我们也常常
We make mention of this to brothers and sisters to encourage ourselves and brothers and sisters. Whether we pursue by ourselves, or even as we help brothers and sisters to pursue together, we must bear in mind it is always to bring others before the Lord's presence. We do not bring man before others. We do not bring man before our group. We do not bring others before our presence. We can only bring others before the Lord's presence. As you help others pursue, or you pursue individually, you must see accurately. It is the Lord. Only the Lord Himself is our goal. Only our Lord is our direction. We want to pursue the Lord Himself. If the Lord gives a burden to help and support brothers and sisters to pursue together, we still must need to bring the children of God to the Lord Himself, not to such a person, or to such an experience, and even more so, not to a certain group. We thank God.
你看到保罗,
you see Paul.
他说我们做工,
we labor only for one fruit. And that result is that you come into God's presence to receive what God has prepared for you.
如果你们所接受的不是神所给你们预备的,
if what you receive is not what God has prepared for you,
那就不对了,
then that's wrong.
不管你们现在所得着的, 是比神所预备的, 在人的感觉上面来说, 大多少?
No matter if what you receive now in man's feeling is so much greater than what God has prepared for you.
而也不管, 在人眼中觉得在神所预备的却欠了多少?
No matter how you think in man's feeling, how it has come short of what God has prepared for you.
我们不是在眼见里面来,
brothers and sisters, we do not look at those things according to our feelings.
我们所注意的是主, 在我们身上的那一个引导带领安排, 能从我们身上发表多少?
What we pay attention to is the Lord's guidance and leading, and how He leads us, how much of it can it be manifested?
我们去追求爱主, 很好,
as we pursue to love the Lord, that is very good.
但是你爱主的结果不能带出主的目的的话, 那这个爱主就要打个问号。
But if the result of our loving the Lord cannot bring forth that result, then we have to have a question mark with that.
你是追求某一种的经历，也许你得着那种经历，那种经历也很满足你。
Now maybe we pursue after an experience, and that experience we are able to gain it, and it greatly satisfies us.
但是这样的满足没有带出神所要的那个果效。
But if this experience does not bring forth the fruit which God desires,
只是停留在人的满足这个圈圈里。
But only remains in the circle of man's satisfaction.
那这个这样的满足，我们觉得又是要打一个问号在那里。
And also with such satisfaction, we must put a question mark to it.
这是主需要我们的吗？
Is that what the Lord desires for us?
如果是主要我们的，
if that's what he wants for us,
定规我们会给领到神的目的。
Then for sure we would be led into God's purpose.
如果不能把人领到神的目的，
if it cannot lead man to God's purpose,
再叫人感觉满意的经历都不是准确的。
Even more experiences that would satisfy us even more, they are not accurate.
是弟兄姊妹们，你看到保罗在那里就说到他们怎么进到帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters, you can see how Paul shares with them their entrance into the Thessalonian brothers and sisters.
他们在那边，无论从哪一方面来看，他们都是为了要把人带到神的目的。
And so, regardless of which aspect you look at it, their purpose was to lead man into God's purpose.
那这是保罗和他同工们的心思。
And that is the heart and mind of Paul and his co-workers.
但是光是只有服侍的人有这种意念。
Now, if only those who serve have such a thought,
神所要做的还是有阻隔。
Then there is still a barrier in which God wants to do.
所以也必须要有另一方面。
So there needs also to be another side.
那一方面就是神儿女们对神的定义的反应。
And that side is the response of the children of God to the will of God.
或者说是神的儿女们对神的响应。
Or maybe the response or the echo of the children of God to God.
那这个是非常非常重要。
Now that is very, very important.
因为如果神的儿女们对神的道没有响应的话。
Now if the children of God has no response at all to the word of God,
那神所要做的就受了阻挡。
Then what God wants to do has been hindered.
所以从十五、十三节开始，你就看到保罗转了一个方向去交通了。
And so from verse 13 on, you can see that Paul shares in a different angle.
第二章的开头到十二节是说到保罗他们怎么进到帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹们那里。
Now from chapter 2, the beginning to verse 12, shares with us how Paul and his co-workers entered into Thessalonica.
13节开始就转到帖撒罗尼迦的人怎样归向神。
Now verse 13 shifts the direction to share how the Thessalonians turned to God.
那所以保罗交通到这里的时候，
And so as Paul shares here,
他这些交通都是回顾当时他们在帖撒罗尼迦那段日子的光景。
And so his sharing here is a reflection of the situation in the days he was in Thessalonica.
所以保罗就说为着这个缘故。
And so Paul says for this cause.
为此。
For this.
为着这个缘故。
For this cause.
什么缘故？
What cause?
就是十二节的那一句。
And that is in verse 12.
要叫你们行事对得起那造你们进他的国得他荣耀的神。
So that they will walk worthy of God who have called them unto his kingdom and glory.
就是为着这一点。
And it is for that point.
我要感谢神。
I must thank God.
我要不住的感谢神。
I must thank God without ceasing.
为什么呢？
Because.
因为神的道在你们中间有响应。
Because you have a response to the word of God.
神的道传到你们那里的时候。
And when the word of God was preached unto you.
神的话传到你们那里的时候。
And when you heard of the word of God.
虽然环境上是有很厉害的反对。
And though the surroundings are so greatly opposed to you.
但是你们却没有受环境的影响。
But yet you're not affected by the circumstances.
你们在神的面前很准确地跟随了主。
Before God, you accurately follow the Lord.
为什么你们会这样呢？
Why was it that you were like this?
保罗说我 要在神面前感谢的就是这就是因为这个情形。
And Paul says, I have to give thanks to God because of this.
因为你们听见我们所传的神的话。
Because when you heard of us, the word of God,
你们就接受了。
You received it.
怎么接受的？
How do you receive it?
关键在这里。
Now that is the crucial point.
你们没有把它当作一个哲学。
You did not treat it as philosophy.
你们也没有把它当作一个宗教的道理。
Not as religious doctrine.
你们更没有把它当作一些人的道理。
Not as words of man.
你们听到了神的话。
But when you heard the word of God,
你们就承认那是神的话。
You receive it as the word of God.
你们就接受那些神的话。
You receive them as the word of God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个是很重要很重要的一件
事情。That is a very, very important thing.
我们常常说。
Many times we say,
我们看见很多弟兄姊妹们在神面前长进得非常好。
We see so many brothers and sisters grow very well before God.
很踏实。
Very firm.
不仅是踏实。
Not only firm.
并且也很丰富。
But also very rich.
里面很有光。
Within much light.
外面也很能表达神的心思。
Without, they can manifest the heart of God.
你说为什么呢？
You say why?
你说他跟我同一个时候信主。
You say that person believed in the Lord just at the same time as me.
那个传福音的弟兄说，谁愿意信主，请举手。
When the brother asked who wants to believe in the Lord, raise your hand.
那是我举手。
I raised my hand that time. He also raised his hand.
但是现在。
But now.
我看见他那个光景好像比我跑得很前头。
When I see him, his condition seems far ahead from me.
神偏待他。
God is partial toward him.
神忘了我。
God has forgotten about me.
弟兄姊妹是这样吗？
Brothers and sisters, is that the case?
不是。
No.
不是。
No.
那如果我们有这样的感觉。
And so when we have such a
feeling, 我们必须要回到神的面光的底下来审查。
We must return under the light of God's search. To search for what?
审查我们用什么态度对待神。
To examine in what attitude we have toward God.
审查我们用什么态度对待神的话。
To examine in what attitude we have toward the word of God.
这个是很重要的关键。
That is a very crucial point.
帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹们。
The Thessalonian brothers and sisters.
他们在那么短促的时间的里边就给建立起了。
In such a short period of time, they were built.
他们就在那么短促的时间的里头，他们就在基督的丰富的里面有一定程度的进入。
In such a short period of time, they enter to a certain degree into the riches of Christ.
那个关键在哪里？
Where is the key?
那个关键就在十三节这句话。
The key is in verse 13.
我们把神的话传给你们的时候，
that when we preach to you the word of God,
你们就接受了。
You receive it.
怎么样接受呢？
How do you receive it?
你们接受这，那是神的话。
You receive it as the word of God, brothers and sisters.
这一点我们确定下来。
Now we have to be firm on that point.
就很明显了。
Then that key is very clear.
如果那只是一个宗教的道理，
if it's just a religious doctrine,
你可以理它，
you can be mindful of it,
你也可以不必理它，
or you can put it aside.
如果那只是人的道理，
if it is only man's doctrine,
你根本不理它都没有问题，
you don't need to be mindful of it at all.
而如果那是一个哲学的思想，
if that is philosophy,
你想不通的时候你就把它扔掉也无所谓。
If you cannot think it through, you can throw it away.
但是现在帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹们，
But now the Thessalonian brothers and sisters,
他们面对神的话的时候，
when they face the word of God,
就非常确定的承认，
they firmly acknowledge,
接受，
and they accept it,
是神的话，
it is the word of God.
那既然是神的话，
and since it is the word of God,
那就怎么样？
What do we do?
那弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这个就是关键的地方，
that is the crucial point.
你认为那个是神的话，
if you acknowledge it as the word of God, you must accept it.
怎么接受呢？
How do you receive it?
不是知道有这么一回事，
you don't only know of such words,
那是毫无保留的，
but without any reservation,
来接受神的话，
you receive the word of God,
让神的话做我们的传柄，
you allow for the word of God to be our authority,
让神的话做我们的管理，
so that the word of God can rule us,
让神的话在那里指导我们，
so the word of God can guide us,
叫我们这些人就是跟随神的话，
so that we would follow the word of God.
弟兄姊妹，这个是非常非常重要的。
Brothers and sisters, this is very, very important.
你不要羡慕别人为什么在属灵的事上长进的那么快。
Do not admire others, how can they grow so fast spiritually?
当然有些时候感情，属灵的感情有一定的作用。
Of course, sometimes spiritual emotions have its function.
但是更重要的那一点，
but even more so，
乃是你要跟上神的话。
You must follow on to the word of God。
因为当你跟上神的话的时候，
because when you follow the word of God，
你就和神的儿子发生一个真正的合一的实际。
Then you have the reality of being in union with the Son of God。
弟兄姊妹们，这是很重要的。
Brothers and sisters, that is very important。
而许多的时候，我们的困难就是我们知道神的话。
So many times our difficulty is that we know the word of God，
它是神的话，
but we don't accept it as the word of God。
我们以为这是可以，我心情好，我就多跟随一点。
We think that if we feel good, we'll follow a little bit more。
我心情不好，
if I don't feel good，
那我就不管了。
Then I won't mind it at all。
弟兄姊妹们，
but brothers and sisters。
帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹们不是这样。
The Thessalonian brothers and sisters was not that way.
帖撒罗尼迦的教会一开始他们就认定这是神的话。
The church of the Thessalonians at the very beginning,
神的话既然是这样说，
they are sure that is the word of God.
我就这样跟
着。If that's what it says, that's what I will do.
神的话既然是这样说，
since the word of God says so,
我就不信不疑，
I will be firm.
他要我往东，
if it wants me to
move, 我就往东，
I will move.
他叫我往西，
if it tells me
我就往西，
to go west, I will go west.
那弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这是什么？
What is that?
这是跟随羔羊的脚踪。
That is to follow the footsteps of the lamb.
这就是启示录里面所说的，那些跟随羔羊的人，他们的脚踪。
And that is what it tells us in Revelation, those are those who follow the footsteps of the lamb.
他们怎么跟随羔羊？
How do they follow the lamb?
如果十二个使徒他们能与主一同生活，
if the 12 apostles can live with the Lord，
你说跟随主的脚踪那是方便不过了。
You say it is so convenient to follow the footsteps of the Lord，
现在我们没有这个机会。
But now we don't have that chance。
主已经复活升天了。
The Lord is risen and ascended on high。
我们看不见主，
we cannot see the Lord。 We cannot see the Lord。
那我们怎么跟随他的脚踪？
And so how do we follow his footsteps?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他把他的话语留下。
He gives us his word.
他把他的话语是发表他的心思。
Because his words manifest his heart to us.
你接受他的话语，
If we accept his words,
就接受他的心思。
Then we accept his heart.
你按照他的心思来行走。
And we walk according to his heart.
你就走在羔羊的脚踪里。
Then we're walking according to the footsteps of the Lamb, brothers and sisters.
问题就是这么简单。
That is a very simple issue.
但是难处是难处，我们实际把我们自己放在羔羊的脚踪的里面，究竟放了多少？
But the difficulty is, the issue is how much of ourselves that we put in the footsteps of the Lamb.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你看到保罗在这里，这为着帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姊妹们在感谢的时候，
When you see Paul giving thanks for the Thessalonian brothers and sisters,
他非常重的指出这一，
very heavily he points this out.
神的话传到你们，
when the word of God was preached to you,
你们就把它接受过来，
you receive it.
你们承认这是神的话，
you receive it as the word of God.
事实上这真的是神的话，
in fact they are the word of God.
因为这个话，
because these words,
当你们接受过来的时候，
when you receive them,
它这个话就继续运行在你们心里，
these words which effectually worketh also in you.
那弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
这个就是那个问题的答案，
that is the answer to the issue.
你说为什么一些弟兄姊妹们他们在主的路上走得那么轻松？
You say why is it some brothers and sisters can go so lightly on the way of following the Lord?
走得那么有恩典。
They walk with so much grace.
走得那么丰有神的丰富。
They walk with so much fullness of God.
弟兄姊妹你注意，
brothers and sisters pay attention.
他们走，
as they walk,
你也走，
you walk.
你走，
when you walk,
是跟随你自己走，
you follow yourself.
他走，
when they walk,
是跟随在他里边运行的神的话来走，
they follow according to the effectual working of the word of God in them.
跟随在他里面做生命的主来走，
in other words, they're following the Lord of life that is in them.
你就看到这个区别在这里。
Then brothers and sisters, you see the difference.
我们实在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
帖撒罗尼迦的教会，
the church of the Thessalonians,
他们在主的面前这样的蒙恩，
as they're so blessed with grace before the Lord,
是有理由的。
They have the reason behind it.
那个不是人的理由，
it is not man's reasons.
而是一个属灵的事实，
but it is a spiritual fact.
因为他们活在跟随神的话的这个路上，
because they live in this way that they follow the word of God.
他们一直的往前，
and they continue forward in that way.
我们是在感谢神。
Indeed we thank God.
那你说保罗，
And so you say, Paul,
会不会在这里把帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹们所有的那种光景夸张了呢？
Would it be that God has boasted too much of the condition of the Thessalonians.
当然我们有这个想法就是很不应该的。
Of course, we should not have such a thought.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们忘记帖撒罗尼迦教会当时所处的环境。
Because then we have forgotten the situation the Thessalonians were in those times.
当时他们所处的环境，如果有人告诉他们说，你所信的耶稣是这样糟糕的，丢掉他算了吧。
If at that time someone would tell the Thessalonians that Jesus you believe in is very bad, why don't you just throw him away?
如果对一个没有认识神的人来说，这个提议是最好不过的。
Now for those who does not believe in the Lord, this is a very good comment.
但是对一些认识了神也经历过神的人呢，这个话就听不进去的。
But for those who know and experience God, they would not accept these words at all.
因为主对他们是那样真。
Because the Lord is so real to them.
又是那样活。
And so true and living.
你让我怎么能把他丢掉？
And so how can I just throw him away?
我们以前一个弟兄。
Previously, there's this brother.
跟我同年级，他差不多同年级。
It's about the same grade as I am.
我们从学校毕业出来的时候，
we graduated in school.
政府就分配工作。
And so the government put us in our working unit.
我就到了开封。
And so I went to Kaifeng.
这个弟兄就到了郑州。
And so this brother went to Zhengzhou.
都是在河南的景，河南省的景内的。
It is all in the region of Henan.
距离也不是太远。
We're not too far away from each other.
一个多小时的火车就到了。
It's about an hour's train ride.
这一个弟兄很孤单的。
Now this brother,
一个人在郑州。
He was one very lonely in Zhengzhou.
那么在那种环境的底下。
And so under that condition,
因为他信主。
Because he believed in the Lord.
所以有很多心思上的难处。
So he had many difficulty in his heart.
是别人加给他的。
And others added on to him.
在他上班的地方。
And in the place where he worked.
实在是觉得受不了。
It was very hard for him to bear.
那么他在郑州也参加当地的弟兄姊妹们的聚会。
And so even as he worked there, he attend fellowship with brothers and sisters there.
那么起初的时候，他每个礼拜天都来开封，因为开封那时候我们有好些个同学都在那里。
And so at the very beginning, each Lord's Day, he would come to Kaifeng because many of his fellow students were there.
但是有好几个礼拜没看到他了。
But for several weeks, we did not see him.
我们也不知道他什么事。
We don't know what happened to him.
有一次。
So one time,
到了有一个周末,
one weekend,
他来了,
he came,
他就跟我说起他的一些事,
and he shared with me something happened to him.
他说前几个礼拜我真是苦。
He said, very painful a few weeks ago.
我办公厅里面的那个科长给我很多压力。
And so my manager in my office gave me a lot of pressure.
我同住的那宿舍里面的那些同事们也给他很多压力。
And my coworkers in my dorm give me a lot of pressure.
都是思想上的压力。
It is pressure in his thought.
他说我苦得不得了。
He said, I'm very wretched.
我就想到。
And so I think of this.
如果我把主丢掉了。
If I threw away the Lord.
我就没有难处了。
I would not have these difficulties at all.
不但是没难处了。
Not only would I have no difficulty.
也许真像他们所说的，我前途很光明。
Maybe then I would be just as they say. I would have a bright future.
那时候他心里面真是很乱。
And so in his heart is very confused.
他那几个礼拜没有进来开封。
And so those few weeks he did not come to Kaifeng.
所以他就到那边的聚会。
And so he went to the fellowship there.
他聚会完了，他就对那里的一个长老的弟兄说。
And after he had fellowship, he shared with an elder there.
他说。
He said.
我想把主丢掉了。
I want to just put the Lord aside.
他就说他的难处。
And so he shared his difficulty.
那这个做长老的弟兄呢？
And so this brother who was the elder.
也真有意思。
Was very meaningful.
要是那个时候，要是是我。
If it was me,
我就劝他,
I would encourage him,
千万不要,
do not do so.
要仰望主,
you must look to the Lord.
求主带你经过这些难处,
look to the Lord to bring you through these hardships.
如果是我, 我大概会是这样跟他说,
if it was me, I would probably say that to him.
但是那个长老很认识主,
but that elder really knew the Lord.
他就这个弟兄就跟我说的时候,
and,
他还形容了。
And so even when he was telling me what the elder said to him, he described it to me.
他说那个长老的弟兄啊，咪咪笑的看着我。
And so that elder brother, he had a smile on his face and said to me,
他说弟兄啊
He said, brother,
如果你能把主丢开就丢开吧
If you're able to throw away the Lord, then throw him away.
他听了非常开心啊
And so when he heard this, he was very joyful.
长老也同意我丢掉
Well, even the elder is agreed that I can throw the Lord away.
那么他就回去了
And so he went home.
那么这几个礼拜他准备要把主丢掉了
And so in these few weeks, he was
他也不去聚会
prepared to throw away the Lord.
不来开封看我们
He did not go to fellowship. He did not come to Kai Fong to see us.
他以为这样丢把主丢掉他就很开心
He thought he can just throw the Lord away in this way and he have much peace.
但是大概过了三个主日吧
But probably about 3 weeks,
他又回去聚会了
He went back to fellowship.
那个做长老的弟兄问他说
And so the elder brother asked him, so and so,
你不是说要把主丢掉吗
Did you not say you want to throw away the Lord?
怎么能要跑回来
And so now you come back.
这个弟兄很敞开
And this brother was very open.
他说是啊
He said, yeah.
我是想把主丢掉
I wanted to throw the Lord away.
但是主不没有把我丢掉
But the Lord did not throw me away.
所以我没办法把主丢掉
So I have no way of throwing the Lord away.
弟兄姊妹，你看，就是这里说的句话。
Brothers and sisters, is what's said here.
主，你这个道，你接受了神的道。
You receive the word of God.
这个道实在是神的。
This word indeed is of God.
也这个话也实在是运行在你们这些信的人的心里的。
And these words also effectually work in you those who believe.
因为这里所说的道。
Because the word here is not only words.
我们晓得
We know.
圣经里面说到这个神的道的时候
When it says the word of God,
也是明明指着神的儿子本身。
It clearly also points to God's Son himself. If you receive the word of God,
你就是把神的儿子也接过来了。
You also receive the Son of God.
儿子现在住在我们的里面。
Now the Son of God lives in us.
你要去把他丢掉。
You want to throw him away.
你能把他丢掉就丢掉。
If you can throw him away, throw him away.
但是你能把他丢掉吗？
But can you really throw him away? Our Lord says,
他要住在我们的里面,
He is to dwell in us.
永远与我们同住。
He will always abide in us.
什么叫做永远?
What does it mean always?
比如说你读约翰福音的时候,
Brothers and sisters, when you read the Gospel of John, you read these words.
我要永, 要永远住在你们里面。
I will always abide in you.
那就是说,
That is to say,
你要把主撵走。连他也不走。
If you want to squeeze the Lord out, no matter how you squeeze, he will not go out.
你说有那样无赖的。
You say, how can he be this way?
感谢主，我们的主不是无赖。
Thank the Lord, he is not that way.
如果他是无赖，他老早就把我们丢掉了。像我们这个样，他留着我们有什么好处呢
？If he is such a person, he would throw us away a long time ago if we were so bad.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord. Indeed, he is not that way.
他从开始就要把我们领到父的面前。
Even at the very beginning, he wants us, lead us to God the Father.
所以我们与跟他过不去。
And so if we cannot get along with him,
他还是忍受。
He still bears us.
他还是在我们里边运行。
He still works in us.
一直叫我们在他面前苏醒过来。
That will continue on until we're awakened before him. We thank God.
那当我们看到帖撒罗尼迦教会，他们在起初的时候有这样准确的开始。
When we see the Church of the Thessalonians begin so accurately at the beginning.
结果呢？
As the result,
他们的遭遇就非常不好。
Then what they encounter is very bad.
十四节你就看。
Verse 14.
他说弟兄们，你们曾效法犹太终在基督耶稣里的神的各教会，因为你们也受了本地人的苦害，像他们受了犹太人的苦害一样。
For ye, brethren, became followers of the churches of God which in Judea are in Christ Jesus. For ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters, you see,
帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姊妹们一信主就受难处。
Now even the Thessalonian brothers and sisters, when they believe in the Lord, they encounter hardship.
因着信主而有的难处。
The hardship which they encounter is because they believe in the Lord.
我们中文圣经啊，把那个 imitate 翻成效法。
In the Chinese translation, it says to imitate is to follow.
这个翻译有点不太顺。
Now, this translation is not too smooth.
因为这里说的是他们效法犹太宗在基督里的教会受逼迫。
Because here it's translated as they were followers of the churches of God which are in Judea are persecuted. Now we know that you cannot follow to be persecuted. Now if you want to follow such persecution, you cannot follow on. By nature,
难处从前门进来,
if the difficulty comes from the front door, we will try to go out the back door.
所以接受逼迫,
and so when we receive persecution, we cannot try to imitate it.
但是不效法,
and so if we do not imitate it, how do we try to look at these words here?
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
我们从他们这样的光景,
from their condition, we can see one thing.
为了神的见证,
for the testimony of God, they're willing to pay a price.
因为他们肯付代价,
because they're willing to pay such a price, they receive persecution.
但是问题在这里,
but that is the question.
为什么他们肯付代价?
Why is it that they're willing to receive pay a price?
他们肯付代价的那个原因在哪里?
Where is the reason why they're willing to pay a price?
我们感谢神,
we thank God.
这就回到上头, 保罗所给他们的那一个, 劝慰, 劝勉, 安慰, 和祝福,
this has a lot to do with the exhortation, comforting, and charge that Paul gave to them.
但是保罗给他们那三样的帮助啊, 只是一个方向,
but the three things that Paul gave to help them was only a direction.
只是指出了那一条路,
only pointed out the way to them.
但是走上去还得要他们自己动脚,
but they must move their feet to follow on and go on this
如果他们不动,
way. If they don't move,
知道是知道,
they know it,
那个路没有走上去,
but they did not go on the way.
那个方向虽然是向着, 对正了,
the direction is very accurate,
但是却没有接近,
but yet it did not bring them closer.
但是感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
你在这里就看到, 帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姊妹们, 他们对神话语的顺服,
here you can see the Thessalonian brothers and sisters, how they obey the word of God.
他们对神的传柄的顺服,
how they obey the authority of God.
他们对神的信任,
how they trusted in God.
他们十分的相信,
they surely believe
领导我们的事情,
what falls upon us,
如果不经过神的,
if it's not through the hands of God, would not happen to us.
既然经过神的,
and since it goes through the hand of God,
那我接过来,
then I will receive it.
虽然也许在眼见的光景里,
even so, in what I can see, could be very difficult. But my Lord will support me as I go through.
今天下午我接到一个弟兄的电话,
this afternoon, I received a brother's phone call.
他刚从大陆回来,
he just returned from China.
他就告诉我一件事,
he told me this.
他说, 这一次我差点给抓了,
this time, I was almost arrested.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
他说了,
he said,
这个不是他头一次的遭遇,
this is not his first experience like this.
从前已经有过了,
he had this before.
就是前几天的事情,
just a few days ago.
但是他说,
but he said,
到五月我又要去了,
I will go back in May again.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你就看见地上有这么许多的这样的人,
you can see so many individuals like this on earth.
有不太愉快的事,
now there are some unhappy things that will happen there.
他们还是一而再再而三的,
they will still continue on that way.
为什么?
Why?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你不要看这个事情外面,
do not look at the external condition.
你要看的是,
what you must see is
在弟兄里面的那一个属灵, 的实际。
The spiritual reality within that brother.
那个属灵的实际是什么？
What is that spiritual reality?
服神的权柄。
It is to submit to the authority of God. He is to go.
不是他自己要去。
It's not he wants to go.
是主要他去。
The Lord wants him to go.
既然主要我去。
Since the Lord wants me to go.
主就会负我的责任。
The Lord will bear my responsibility.
我如果真的要给抓。
If I will be truly arrested.
那主允许，那我就给抓好了。
If the Lord allows, I will be arrested.
如果不主不允许。
If the Lord does not allow so.
尽管环境是怎样。
No matter how the circumstances are, they seem dangerous, but I will go through safely, brothers and sisters.
这就是提撒罗尼迦教会弟兄姊妹们当时的那种光景。
That is the condition of the Thessalonian brothers and sisters. But the situation
不是出于人的血气的那种勇敢。
It is not from the courage that man has in the flesh and blood.
你没有碰过那一种场面呢，你会想象我有勇气去接受。
If you have not encountered the situation before, you would think you have the courage to go through it.
你要是碰过那些场面呢，你就会知道你没有办法有勇气去接受。
But if you actually gone through it, then you realize you don't have the courage to go through such experiences.
但是很多神的儿女们就接受了。
But so many children of God accepted, they go through it.
什么原因呢？
For what reason?
主既然是如此的引领，
Since the Lord leads so,
他也同样的扶持。
He will also support.
这就是帖撒罗尼迦教会的那种光景。
That is the condition with the Thessalonian brothers and sisters.
所以那个话应该怎么说呢？
So how should that word say?
你要看到这个情形，乃是神的手在那里管理着。
So you must see this as the hand of the Lord being sovereign.
所以这个话在我个人的一个体会啊。
And so in my understanding, these words,
我会这样体会。
I will understand it in this way.
弟兄们。
Brethren,
你们曾经给带到像犹太基督里的教会那个样式的里边。
For ye brethren have brought to the churches of God which in Judea and Christ Jesus to such like things.
效法是没办法效法。
There's no way for us to imitate.
但是很显然你看到神把他们放在同一个样式的里头。
But you can see that God has placed them in a condition that is like them.
因为撒文你就看到。
Because later you can see.
他说，你因为你们也受了本地人的苦害，像他们受了犹太人苦害一样。
For ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews.
这完全是因为你信主。当地的人，你周围的人就起来反对你。
It is because you believe in the Lord, so your countrymen, those around you, rise up to oppose you.
然后底下就说了。
And then it says,
犹太人怎么反对？
How the Jews oppose?
他们连主耶稣和先知们，他们都杀害了。
Who both killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets.
又不允许人传福音给外邦人。
That they would not allow for them to preach the gospel to the Gentiles.
他们就是一个心意要抵挡神。
They want just to oppose God.
他们这样抵挡神。
For they're opposing God.
所以你今天要跟随神。
So now if you want to follow God today.
所以他们就把他们的抵挡坐在你的身上。
And so they turn their opposition upon you.
但这个环境。
But this condition.
就带来一个疑问了。
Would bring forth this question then.
神为什么不管？
How come God does not rule over this?
神为什么不让他们这样这个横行无忌。
How come God would allow for them to do as they want?
神为什么不起来对付他们？
How come God does not rise up to deal against them?
神为什么允许他们这样的气焰嚣张？
Why does God allow for them to do pompously as they want?
你好像在这里你看到你们信主的人就是这样在那里挨打挨骂挨逼迫就是了。
And so it seems like those who believe in the Lord, they're just forbearing to be mocked and to be persecuted and trampled upon.
但弟兄姊妹，你读下去的时候，
But brothers and sisters, if you read on, you can see one thing.
一面是叫我们，
On the one hand,
is
to cause all our trust to be put upon the Lord Himself.
另一方面, 你又叫我们看见, 你要信任神的管理。
On the other hand, we must also trust in the sovereignty of God.
恶人虽然横行,
yes, the wicked, they can do as they want, but they cannot forever be that way. One day, God will deal against them. Here it also mentions about that. For their wickedness, they bring forth the wrath of God. For the wrath has come upon them to the uttermost. So what? God did not extend forth His hand to deal against them. And they're still so fierce.
那会怎样呢?
What will happen?
感谢神.
Thank God.
神的愤怒要临到他们身上, 虽然还没有到时候,
though it is not time for the wrath of God to come upon them,
但是神的愤怒要临到他们身上, 这个事情不会
but the matter that the wrath of God will come upon them will not change.
我们不说太多,
we won't say too much about this.
我们就从这里说,
just from here.
保罗写帖撒罗尼迦书信的时候,
as Paul writes the Thessalonian epistle,
犹太人当时还是很, 好像很威风,
the Jews still seem very great.
但是没有等太久,
not too long later,
十来年过后,
maybe about a decade,
那就到了主后70年,
that is 70 AD.
弟兄姊妹, 等你一看到主后70年, 那一个时候,
brothers and sisters, when you see the events of 70 AD,
你就看到一件大事发生,
you see a great thing happen.
那是罗马, 很彻底的,
that is very thoroughly,
犹太国灭掉了,
very thoroughly, then the Roman Empire destroyed the Jewish kingdom. Jerusalem was destroyed. All the Jews scattered. There was no more Jewish nation. From that time on,
一直到了20世纪的中期,
until mid-20th century,
犹太人就像耶利米书上面所宣告的,
the Jews were just like what was proclaimed in the book of Jeremiah,
也就像生命记上所说明的,
just as it was proclaimed in Deuteronomy. They were scattered amongst the nations.
在天下万国中给人抛来抛去,
that they were thrown back and forth amongst the people.
到处的受了惨害,
that they were trampled upon throughout.
弟兄姊妹你看到,
brothers and sisters, you can see,
这是当年他们杀害神儿子的时候, 他们所起的事,
that is what happened when they killed the Son of God.
他说流这人的血归给我们跟我们的子孙,
they said, let the blood of this person be upon us and our sons.
他们当时以为很得意,
they thought that it was fine.
但是神的时候到了,
but when God's time came,
神的愤怒显明出来的时候,
when the wrath of God is manifested,
他们也就完了,
then they're finished.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
教会整个的历史都是在这种情形里面走过的, 直到今天,
the entire church history gone through in this way, even until today.
那这环境是如此,
no matter how the circumstances are,
我们是不是为了我们的方便而丢弃神的话,
can it be for our own convenience that we would throw away the word of God?
还是像当年帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹们一样,
or would it be that we would be like the Thessalonian brothers and sisters?
我们守住神的话,
that we would hold fast to the word of God.
我们让神的话在那里指导我们,
that we would allow for the word of God to guide us.
我们实在感谢主,
indeed, we thank the Lord.
什么时候我们是这样的,
whenever we live like this way before the Lord.
神的扶持和神的怜悯也定然在我们身上大大的显明。
Then the support and mercy of God will greatly abound in us.
很可惜的一件事。
But what is most unfortunate,
我们不知道帖撒罗尼迦教会维持这种光景到什么时候。
We don't know how long the Thessalonian brothers and sisters held on to this condition.
肯定后来他们当然不是那个时候，那是很若干年后，帖撒罗尼迦的教会放弃了他们的地位。
Of course, it was not at that time, but number of years later, they have forgotten and let go of their position.
现在你到帖撒罗尼迦去的时候，你看见
now,
属灵的光景一片荒凉。
Now, if you go through Thessalonica, you can see the spiritual condition is in ruins.
你说是什么原因呢？
You say, what is the reason?
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
只有一个答案
only one answer,
偏离了神的话
that's departing away from the word of God,
结果他们的灯台也就给挪移好像以弗所教会一样
the result would be that their lampstand would be taken away just as the church of Ephesus,
我们感谢神
We thank God.
如今我们看到帖撒罗尼迦这一封书信的时候
Now when we see the epistle to the Thessalonians,
我们看到他们起初在主面前是如何的蒙恩。
We can see how blessed they were at the beginning before the Lord.
也看见他们蒙恩的那个原因在哪里。
We can see also the reason why they were so blessed.
他们当年如何的跟随主往前行。
How they followed the Lord onward at that time.
他们那个跟随也就是我们今天该有的跟随。
How they follow ought to be how we follow today.
我们巴不得
May it be.
主把我们放在帖撒罗尼迦起初的光景里。
That the Lord will place us in the very beginning condition of the Church of the Thessalonians.
我们有一个很准确的态度来对待神的话语。
That we would have a very accurate attitude toward the Word of God.
也有一个非常准确的态度来看我们所处的环境。
That will also have a very accurate attitude in viewing the situation that we are in.
但愿主恩待怜悯我们。
May the Lord be gracious.
我想晚上
and merciful to us.
我们交通到这。
And I think I'll end my sharing here with brothers and sisters tonight.